Hi, it's Azure Friday, and we're here with Chandrika talking about the new Azure portal. Web tests.
Yeah.
What are web tests?
So web tests are essentially tests that will help you that you set up either pre-deployment of the website or post. In this case, that's what we're going to do to help you determine availability of your tests or your stress testing your tests and figuring out response time, uptime, et cetera. So let's go ahead and take a look at how we can do that.
Okay.
For an existing website that you have running.
So in previous videos, we set up analytics on the client side and on the server side.
Yep.
And web tests, in this example, for...
It's outside in ping.
Outside in.
Yep.
So it's not Azure testing Azure. You're doing it from somewhere...
From some other location.
Some other mysterious location.
Yes.
So here's the This Developer's Life podcast.
Yep.
That's this website here. It's usually up.
Okay.
It usually does okay. It runs on Azure. It does fine.
Okay. I bet you have a bunch of dependencies as well. You're using some other Azure services too.
I have databases and stuff, and it all fits together.
Okay.
So here we've got requests. We've only had one error today out of 10,000 requests, so that's great.
That's awesome. There's your web test.
What does this down arrow mean?
So it looks like there may be some issue.
It popped up. When I hovered over the error, it's telling me.
So the web test response time has decreased in the last 24 hours compared to the previous 24 hours.
Okay, so that's a degradation in quality. Let's click on that. So the availability trend looks like 99% available today.
Yeah, and your response time is actually showing an issue up here sometime after April 27th. So if you scroll down, you'll probably be able to see.
Oh, look at that. So I have 100% uptime. Except the last 72 hours, there was an issue.
So let's drill into that one. Then you can see three failures here, Scott. Looks like there's two down here at about a little after 12 p.m. and then one up here.
And it looks like I can get the exact time here.
Yeah.
So look at that. So here are just complete failures. Looks like there's a whole sickness here. You can kind of tell maybe my caching and my database code went bad. If I click on one of those, will it tell me the exact time? Oh, look at that. It's actually giving me the exception, too.
Yeah.
So that means I have not turned on. I don't have custom errors.
Okay.
So that's my yellow screen of death.
Okay, got it. Okay.
So
great.
Mental note.
Yes.
I need to fix that.
Yeah.
But this is good, though. So it looks like a socket exception at 1:30 p.m. So then I could go and dig into my logs and figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Can I add other tests?
You actually can add other tests, yeah. So you can go ahead and name your test.
Back up. So if I say add tests, walk me through this.
Yeah, so you can name your tests.
Can Europeans listen?
And you have the URL picked already. You can pick the test locations that you want, and you have a choice of about five or six to pick from. So San Antonio is the one that you had for the previous test, which is why it's picked by default.
Okay.
So you can
pick Amsterdam to make sure Europeans can listen to my show.
Okay. And then you can pick your success criteria. Say okay there.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah.
So this could be even a web API.
Yeah.
Okay. And I can pick any HTTP status code.
Yeah.
What's content match?
So click on the hover. Click on the.
The return request must contain this text.
See, there's a lot of help balloons that we're putting in here that help you understand what the specific fields are as well.
That's really interesting because before, when I was thinking to myself, I thought out loud.
Yeah.
What's going on with this down arrow?
Yeah.
When I pointed at it, you told me in English.
Yeah.
This is what's going on.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's great.
Yeah.
So the returned HTTP request must contain this text. Well, I know that. This Developer's Life has the word developer in it. Sounds like I could even go and just say developer.
There we go.
Yeah. And then hit OK.
Yeah. And if you want to, you can enable alerts on this, which is already enabled in this case. And you can click on sensitivity and you'll see more. So we have multiple sensitivity levels, one being low alerts when all locations fail within 15 minutes, medium being alerts when half of the locations fail in 10 minutes, and high being high alerts at any time a test fails.
Ah, so
you
could
can choose.
I said Europeans. I could have said like all of the Eastern Hemisphere.
Exactly. Yeah.
And said, well, only Amsterdam failed. That's fine. But if Amsterdam, Asia, and Australia all fail.
That's right. Yeah.
Ah, okay. And that's just a sensitivity bar here. Just set that.
Yeah.
And then
here. And you can email your again. on failure, you can email your notifications to your service admins, co-admins, and other emails as well.
And actually, a little funny trick, I figured out that I could put in my phone number at AT&T,
yeah.
and it'll text me as well.
That's right, yep.
So I'll hit OK, and then hit Create. So now I've got two alerts. I've got the one that I made before, and then I've got the new European one. And those will all appear over here in my web test. So here's check, and then my can Europeans. And then I suppose I could even pin that, couldn't I?
You could totally pin that.
Pin that
on
the start board.
Yeah.
And then now later when I close my websites up, I can see the health of this developer.
Yeah, you'll be able to see through the arrows whether your test has failed, your test is doing okay, et cetera, over a period of time.
Okay, so those arrows will potentially go up if I fixed it correctly.
Exactly, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Web tests on websites on the new Azure portal. It's Azure Friday. Mm-hmm.